It's time for another little TV taste test. We watch crap so you don't have
to. What is this, a taste test?
Taste test. I'm in.
Oh, can I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
We tasted, the both of us, tasted the new documentary on Netflix about Shania Twain. You might have seen it in your queue, in your library, hour and a half. What'd you think of it, Lex?
Called Not Just a Girl, Jason. I loved this documentary.
Yeah.
There's so much about Shania Twain I did not know. Now, I knew, of course, that she went triple diamond, which no one has ever done since, with her three albums right in a row. I knew, you know, she had the fun hits and that, you know, her personal life with Lyme's disease and then with Mutt leaving her and then her getting together with the husband of the woman that Mutt left her for. So all of that kind of drama. I didn't know much about how she grew up. And that I thought was very interesting because it was a struggle for her family.
Yeah.
She grew up poor in an abusive home. Her mom believed in her talent so much that she would wait until everyone went to sleep because she would sneak her out at the age of 8 and she would perform at bars.
Yeah.
And sometimes the dad would be up, sometimes not. But because she was 8 years old, she couldn't perform when they were actively serving alcohol, even though the tables were filled with it after their last call. But then that's when she would perform. And then her parents dying and then having the burden of taking care of her brothers and making a living for them. So I just, wow, I really admire her persistence, her drive, her vulnerability, and just how powerful she is and who she is. And I really loved it. I learned a lot about her.
I liked it. I will say the beginning of it to me was deeper and I learned more in the beginning than I did. I think there was some missed opportunities in the back half of it.
Okay, I'm glad you said this.
Because I felt it was very surface level after a while. Like the whole back half of her life, they really kind of skipped over a lot of things that I, as a huge, I've always loved Shania.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I've always loved Shania. As a huge fan, I thought, oh, this is very surface level. It seemed almost like I wanted them to go a little deeper.
Oh, I see. Didn't. Well, that was my one thing, even though I loved it so much, because it was really great to see her career and how she developed and everything, and how she influenced a lot of other stars.
Yeah.
But, and maybe this is just the salacious part of me, and I wonder if this is you too, Jace.
I know what you're going to say.
The affair. It was just like, Mutt left me. There was nothing about her hooking up with the other guy, even though we all knew that. Not much about her brothers and her son.
Yes.
So that kind of stuff, you're right. Toward the end, I thought, oh, I'm really curious about that. And what was that like?
It definitely wasn't comprehensive to me. You know what I mean? It wasn't. I wanted to see Asia. I want to see what her son looks like.
The son, who's 20 now. I looked it up.
I want to see. And look, I don't even need the tawdry details, but I want to know. I want her to talk to us about what that was like as just a human being to be so betrayed by two, not one.
Yeah, this was her best friend.
Yeah, but by two people, two hugely important people in your life, arguably, other than her son, the most important person in your life. You know, what is that like and what does that do to you? And then on the Lyme disease struggle, they went through that a little quick and I want, like, you really didn't get a sense of what exactly happened with her voice. She just kept saying it ruined her voice, but how? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Well, she couldn't. She did say that she couldn't really control the air like she could before. But you're right. Maybe a little bit more.
That was my only. I love her. I thought this was beautifully shot.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
And she's definitely involved because she's interviewed and the whole thing. So
I just wanted it to go a couple feet deeper. Now, one of the things I did learn, I didn't know, I knew a lot of, like, the beginning, I knew about the struggle with her mom and dad and their death and how she feels about that. What I didn't know was, and it was fascinating, her duet with Lionel Richie.
Yes! Oh my gosh, we are on the same wavelength here. Jeez.
Yeah.
because of the limes, and that, well, what a struggle it was for her to record that.
Yeah, so if you guys don't know, the time frame is she had been diagnosed with Lyme disease, and her voice is messed up, and Lionel Richie was doing a new album that he wanted to feature country music artists. So his people called Shania and said, hey, I want Shania on this album with me to do my hit Endless Love, a great duet. Oh, and she kept turning him down. And then finally,
he called.
He called. He's like, look, I will meet you wherever. We'll do whatever you tell me. I'm not going to take no. Here's a little interview bite. This isn't from the documentary, but I did find this. Here is Shania talking about how nervous she was and her worry about her voice recording this with Lionel.
This was a very scary experience. Come on. I mean, this is a song of, it just, I don't know. It's just, it's an iconic song. You're an icon. Oh. I mean, how can I put myself in a scarier situation? This is like,
well,
okay.
What I say,
Shia, why don't you scare the heck out of yourself and go sing a song with Lionel Richie?
Halfway through Endless Love, I asked everyone, I said, does the mic sound distorted? Distortion does not come from a fragile, weak voice. Am I right about that, Nathan?
You're absolutely right.
You can verify that. Welcome.
Yeah, that is actual. That's actual audio. I thought it was an interview. My apology. That's actual audio. They're in Shania's room in the Caribbean, and they're recording this. They're recording the song in there, and you just heard Lionel Richie say, the mic got distorted because Shania's voice was so powerful, and it was, and she was worried about that. And I, for Lex,
that duet
and
it is gorgeous.
Oh, Lex, thank you for saying.
Never have guessed that she was struggling through that.
And I forgot about that duet, Lex. I forgot that they did that together, and yeah. And I'm like, why wasn't? And I don't remember that. Why wasn't that a bigger hit? Maybe it was, and I just missed it.
I remember it being a big hit.
Okay.
We listened to a lot of Shania.
Okay.
And Lionel Richie. So when they came out with that duet, which was like around like 2010, 2012, something like that.
10 years ago, yeah.
10 years ago, yeah.
I have a little bit of it. I purposely waited to the end of the segment, so it'll be easy for you to edit out.
Okay,
if you're listening to us on the podcast, just search for Endless Love with Lionel Richie and Shania Twain.
To share all my love with you. No one else will do. And your eyes, they tell me how much you care. Oh, yes, you.
Chills. Wow.
How great is that duet? I mean it, and I can't believe I didn't love that more. Maybe I did. I'm not Lex or old. We're forgetting everything, but yeah. It's so good. It's so good.
Well, I also thought about you too watching this because Orville Peck was interviewed and you went to see him while he was here during Pride. Her influence on him.
Yes. I knew nothing about Orville Peck. I went to see him and became a fan.
He's a country star who wears the mask and the fringe.
Yes.
And he's gay.
Yeah. A rarity in country music. Yeah. You know, there's the constellation of those stars is very small. And yeah, he did a song with a duet, like Lex said, with Shania. So love her. Go watch it, everybody. You'll see it right there in your carousel on Netflix.